Overtime heroics from West Kelowna's Carter Oakenfold helped the visiting Warriors defeat the Vernon Vipers on Saturday night from Cal Tire Place. The Highway 97 rivals were playing the second of a home-and-home, with the Warriors winning Friday's tilt, 2-1. On Saturday, Dylan Crayer got the party started for West K, scoring twice in a four-minute span. Vernon's Will Schumacher answered back with his second of the season 2 minutes later, as the Warriors went into the period break up 2-1. The teams would trade goals in the second, with West Kelowna's Callum Hughes notching his second to restore their two-goal lead. However, despite being down a man late in the frame due to a check-to-the-head misconduct, veteran Georgios Stavrinias would score his first of the season shorthanded, to make it 3-2. In the third, the Viper power play finally got going, as Charlie Kressel's goal 6 minutes in would tie the game up. After a spate of 4-on-4 action that yielded no goals, overtime was needed to decide the winner. In the extra frame, Carter Oakenfold would score his second in as many nights to lift the Warriors to the 4-3 victory. Crayer's two goals led the Warriors, as Dawson LeBray stopped 30 shots for his first win of the year. Vipers goalie Colin Ray, despite 31 saves, dropped his second game of the season. West Kelowna, 2-1-1, will be in Trail next, on Friday, October 4th to battle the Smokies in a home-and-home. Meanwhile, the Vipers, 0-4, are still searching for their first win of the season. They head to Salmon Arm on Friday to battle the Silverbacks.